won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, July 29th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Mike coming back, Solarski saying, first, this all started out, remember back in the day when we had, quote, acid rain, end quote. Well, then it was a hole in the ozone layer. Then it was global warming. Then it was climate change. He said this is an all-evolving sham that gets a retread every 10 years or so, where we, the people, get soaked for billions of dollars while under the yoke of tyranny. It's all about money for corporations, the elites. It's all about control, not about the environment. The China virus was all about the same thing. Money for the elites, big pharma, control over us. This is all BS. Let the market decide. Greg O'Neill, downstate listener, Livingston County. I absolutely agree with you, Randy. Competition is good. If you use propane, for example, look at all the choices we have. Well, if you own your tank, which we do, you can shop around. You can get deliveries from a different propane company if you want every single time you fill up. That is competition. Competition improves customer service. It brings prices down because they're forced to compete. And it absolutely rewards the best ran, most efficient companies running out there. They can afford to cut their prices to give you better service and better pricing than the other guys. That's what capitalism is based on. And for them to have us locked in to this monopoly is long overdue. Dave Agerman told me back in the day, they came in and lobbied Lansing and told them they would build more power plants in Michigan if they gave them this 90% monopoly. Only 10% of our electric grid available to co-ops. Well, it's not enough. There should be a totally open electricity market. May the best company win. Get rid of DT and Consumers Energy's monopoly and open it up. Absolutely needs to happen. In this sham, like Mike described, it's got to end. And hopefully Donald Trump at the federal level will do something about it and force these states to comply through his EPA. So absolutely, absolutely agree with them 100%. Well, couple of stories that we're going to get to now. We're going to move to Michigan news, Michigan politics. The person who has the absolute most plausible, best campaign isn't Joe Tate, who's running for the U.S. Senate. Question, when's the last time anybody's heard from him? We're going to get into the race for U.S. Senate and then the Attorney General dealing with the legislature. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Yesterday, Monday, the MERS News Service held a political pundit roundtable to discuss various things regarding the campaign finance reports that came out on Friday. They asked the group which U.S. Senate candidate or gubernatorial candidate do you believe is most at risk of not making it next year's, making it onto next year's primary ballot? Well, this distinction is falling on U.S. Senate candidate Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, former Speaker of the House during the Democrats' reign of terror, controlling both the House and the Senate. He came out and announced he's running for U.S. Senate as a Democrat, not going to run for mayor of Detroit. Reported only raising $192,821 and having only $70,212 cash on hand. While the three other prominent Democrats in the field all raised more than $1.79 million apiece and all have $1 million cash on hand. One of the pundits, Hemman, said outside of the not-so-great fundraising numbers, Tate is barely showing up in polling. He had an underwhelming campaign launch and the unclear path to acquire name ID, nowhere to be found. Bill Ballinger noted Tate as well, but added there's a number who may be seeing the writing on the wall and will be pulling out early. That's on the Democrat side. For the U.S. Senate on the Republican side, Mike Rogers might as well pack it in right now, according to Bill Ballinger. Regarding the U.S. Senate race, the Democrats outraising him and definitely going to outperform him in the November election unless he gets his act together and gets it together soon, said Ballinger. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, noted by Bill Ballinger, not coming anywhere close to Benson and definitely not coming anywhere close to Mike Duggan, the independent. On the Republican side, Tom Leonard may not last as a candidate for governor, even though he is a quality candidate. This is according, again, to Bill Ballinger. Now, one of the other things that is very interesting is how this campaign finance reports came out on Friday. They asked the four pundits, who do you believe was the winner from the reports that came out for Friday's campaign finance filings? Well, it was unanimous. All four of them said Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. Andrea Bitley of Bitley Communications said Duggan raised a majority of his money in Michigan and didn't have to transfer dollars from other accounts to win the top competition. Duggan appears to have not even touched out-of-state hard dollars, where I think he will find a significant amount of money when he decides to tap into it. Duggan is able to honestly say he's not from Lansing. He's not like the others. He's maxed out donors. They've even had former Michigan Republican Party chairs and vice chairs, as well as other donors that have consistently funded winning Republican campaigns. However, I see the first quarter as putting Duggan's candidacy fully on the map and staking a claim to not needing an R or a D next to your name. Adrian Hemman from Grassroots Midwest enthusiastically agreed, said it's not even close. Duggan raised the most funds of any candidate as an independent. He raised most of his funds in Michigan, unlike the two partisan frontrunners, that of course being John James on the Republican side and Jocelyn Benson on the Democrat side. I went through their reports yesterday on the show. All their money, the majority of it coming from outside the state of Michigan. Well, Hemman went on to say, there's a lot of energy that's been expended by the partisans on both sides to try to box Duggan out of this race. Those turnouts have been wasted hours, quote unquote, said Hemman. Bill Ballinger of the Ballinger Report said he was impressed by Duggan, as well as Nesbitt, Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader. He went on to say Nesbitt has been able to raise a lot of money this early, I think, was a surprise to many people. It gives him a leg up on Tom Leonard and Mike Cox. Cox has been robust cash on hand numbers too, but it's largely been put in by himself. He's self-funding his campaign basically because he's not getting money from outside donor sources. And yes, John James has done well, but that was expected. But the way he raised the bucks isn't a testament to grassroots support. Most of his money coming from outside the state of Michigan and from major PACs. The $5 million promised by Pam and Daniel DeVos, a huge get. But again, not grassroots support. And then Ballinger went into the Senate race. Among the Democrats running for either governor or U.S. Senator, I was impressed by the amount State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Royal Oak, has raised. She's done just as well as U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens from Birmingham, who might be considered the establishment favorite. Mark Grubner of Practical Political Data said, based on the media attention, Duggan was probably a narrow winner, with his fundraising totals mentioned first in four articles and second in two others. Coming in second place, of course, would be Jocelyn Benson, the frontrunner on the Democrat side. And you know, folks, I'm going to stop right there. Because one thing they're not talking about is all of this attention and potential investigation that Jocelyn Benson may be going through for violating federal laws and having to provide documents to the U.S. Attorney General, Department of Justice, Pam Bondi. National federal statutes that she may be investigated for, charges brought against her, and she may be looking at prison time. I talked to a couple of insiders and they said, Randy, you don't understand, this is a huge deal. What she's having to deal with, what she's having to go through, what she is going to have to do, absolutely, is going to expose her to an investigation at a bare minimum. Whether that investigation leads to any criminal charges, we'll wait and see. But they're telling me, these two sources I spoke to yesterday afternoon, Jocelyn Benson's in trouble. And of course, nobody on the establishment news media is even talking about it. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see where that all goes. The next question they asked the four pundits, both Jocelyn Benson and John James reported that more than 50% of their individual contributions came from outside the state of Michigan. What, if anything, do you draw from that? Well, Grebner said that in Benson's case, her numbers are a source of strength. Since her Michigan-only total was respectable, even standing alone by itself. As far as John James, after you net out the money he transferred from his previous campaigns, his Michigan totals look pretty weak. Ballinger opined and said the fact that James would raise most of his campaign money this way is not a surprise due to his prior statewide campaigns for the U.S. Senate, as well as his two terms as a member of the United States Congress while sitting in a swing seat. Ballinger went on to say, but Benson is somewhat of a surprise. She's never run for a federal office statewide as James has, yet National Dems appear to be rallying around her as a runaway favorite in the Democrat gubernatorial nomination. In their best hope of staving off the independent candidacy of Mike Duggan. However, if she doesn't do better raising money from true Michiganders, it could be used against her in the general election. Andrea Bitley said she was more struck by the fact that Duggan raised more money than Benson, even when you take away the $1.2 million she reported giving her gubernatorial campaign from her very own Secretary of State account. At this point, I'm surprised that Duggan was able to do better than Benson's fundraising by nearly $1 million. And did it in the first half of this year. John James looks to be running into more and more issues with his move of running for governor rather than holding on to his congressional House seat. President Trump has withheld his endorsement of James, but has endorsed Rogers. I did not hear that. I haven't seen that. He endorsed him last year. I don't believe he's endorsed him yet this year. I haven't seen it anywhere. If you guys have seen it, text me I'm wrong. I'll check it out. But I did not see that from John James. I did not see it. Well, Bitley goes on to say, because of this, it's costing James money. Now, there's something, I'm going to have to reach out and confirm this, but former Congressman Mike Bishop is now publicly contemplating a run for the Michigan 10th District. And John James is feeling the squeeze. Transferring dollars from other accounts is fine, but when you're transferring large sums of cash, which both Benson and James did, something you've been stockpiling for at least 8 years, it looks like you're struggling to keep up. Adrian Haman said Benson and James campaigns are being run by consultants with relatively little experience in Michigan. And both of them have stronger fundraising networks outside the state than inside the state. To some extent, that makes sense because they both styled themselves as political celebrities this last 10 years. It's a national strategy for raising funds in the near term, but there are drawbacks. Most people want to support a candidate that is supported by the grassroots in their state. And Benson and James is not happening. We're going to take a short bottom of the hour news break for hour number three. We'll finish this story up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.